This episode of the Pre-PT Grind Podcast is brought to you by The Accepted System. The Accepted System is not just coaching, it's not just an online course, it's not a feel-good group, and it's definitely not your guidance counselor just giving you a few tips and sending you on your way. This is a proven system that helps pre-PT students just like you get accepted into PT school without wasting time or money. The Accepted System has achieved acceptance for students with above and below 3.0 GPAs. Our system trains pre-PTs to think differently so that they can ultimately fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors of physical therapy despite their fears, low grades, and uncertainty of the future. The Accepted System is a do-it-with-you 6-week program that teaches you our Accepted System method. To learn more, visit us at www.preptgrind.com and click I Need to Know More under the Accepted System. We hope to help you achieve your dreams of getting into physical therapy school. Now enjoy the rest of the episode. What is up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. If you want to stand out, as all of you do, you may want to pay attention to this segment of the podcast. So as you probably heard, many of our Accepted System students have been guests on our podcast before, and as you have heard as well, some of our Accepted System students and alumni help produce this very podcast that you're listening to. But subsequently, many of our Accepted System students have actually gone on to help other physical therapist professionals with their podcasts and with their online businesses using podcast editing and the skills they've learned with podcasting. So I say all that to say this: if you're interested in getting into podcasting to stand out, whether that's creating your own podcast or helping someone else, a physical therapist, a physician, another healthcare professional with their business using podcasts, I highly, highly recommend using Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. We've used other platforms before, but Anchor by far is the easiest. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place. Listen, for free. Yes, for free. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right from your phone or computer. Creation Tools allows you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere. As you guys are probably listening to this, some of you have listened to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, so on and so forth. It distributes it everywhere. So that helps a ton. So you can easily also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So if you're interested in making your own podcast for yourself, or you know, you're working with a clinic, or if you're an intern or a tech or an aide or a front desk staff, and you want to stand out in any way possible, and you think podcasting would be a great way to do so, use Anchor. Use Anchor. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started and stand out. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
My name is Joseph Googie. I am one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, which is a platform that helps you pre-PTs get into PT school without wasting time or money. We're not trying to apply for 10 years and hopefully get into PT school by guessing. We want to help y'all get in on the first try. So if you are new to the Pre-Doctor Physical Therapy Students page, welcome. If you're new here, welcome. If you're listening to this as a podcast recording on our Pre-PT Grind podcast, welcome. If wherever you're listening to this right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight, we're going to have a good conversation because I like being real. But what I'm noticing is that even though now I am a physical therapist, I have a clinic that I run, coach pre-PTs, and do all these different things, I'm starting to realize that even now, a lot of the situations that I'm going through currently, a lot of the experiences that I'm having now are still ending up relating with a lot of the experiences and fears and anxieties that I had as a pre-PT when I was in the exact same position that you're in right now as a pre-PT. But regardless of where you're at on your pre-PT journey, it doesn't matter if you're applying right now or not. A lot of what I'm going to talk about tonight, it really has to deal with you, because this is something that I did not necessarily understand as a pre-PT, but I'm growing to understand now, because the same type of fears that you have now. So, I mean, if y'all are okay with sharing this, would you be okay with sharing what some of your fears are? I'm going to share with y'all mine. I got some fears. And so, like, would you be okay with sharing with me, like, what are some of your fears with applying this cycle or the next time you're applying? What are they? I could tell you what some of the more common ones are, but I'd love to hear from you. Like, what's that one thing where you're like, dang, like, I don't know. Is it, I might not get in? Is it, like, I've kind of been down this path already? Is it the fact that, man, dang, I've been trying for this thing, whether it's the GRE or anything, it's just not going the way I thought it would? Is it being left behind? Is it having classmates that are a little bit ahead? Is it maybe you're a non-traditional student, you're just a little further out, and you're like, man, I'm scared of going back in, maybe not being as polished as some of the students that have been through it before or have been going through college all the way through? Whatever it is, like, what are you scared of? What are you concerned about as a pre-PT? What are you worried about? I mean, this is a safe space where no one's gonna judge you. Like, what are you scared of as a pre-PT? What are you most concerned about, or what are some of your fears and concerns as you prepare to push on and apply to PT school and really just try to claim this dream of yours? Because what I talk about tonight is going to be speaking to you. And I'm saying you because we all have the fears. They're just different. GRE, what are they? One of the things, so today I'm talking about the law of control. And one of the biggest things, and I was actually thinking about this about 2 weeks ago, one of the biggest things that I'm starting to realize is a lot of my fears, believe it or not, and I'll share what some of them are because I'm open with them, but a lot of my fears have always been attached to my inability to feel like I'm in control of my situation. So what do I mean by that? One of my biggest fears is heights. Funny enough, I do a lot of plane traveling and all that stuff, but I'm actually scared of heights. And one of my biggest fears is heights, to the point where this was my, I believe it was my junior year. It was either, no. It was right when I was starting PT school. I believe I made a promise, and promises can be tricky. But when I first started PT school, I had just started, dating my now wife, and I made a promise to her. I told her for a 1 year anniversary, we're gonna jump out of a plane and skydive. Needless to say, it still hasn't happened. I've been pushing this thing for years, y'all. Like, I'm a big scaredy cat when it comes to jumping out of a plane because I'm scared of heights. I'm terrified of heights. Like I literally like imagine. I've had nightmares about like what it would be like to be in a plane knowing that the only way I'm coming down is by jumping. Like why would I jump out of a perfectly functioning aircraft? Why can't I just sit down, go up for the ride, and then just stay with the pilot when they come down? Like, fears. And a big reason for that fear is because I don't really feel like I'm in control of my life. Not like I'm in any more control in a car, but it's perception. Like, I perceive that I'm not in as much control. And so when I'm in the air, my thoughts in my head is like, I'm free falling. And like, obviously there's the parachute that's going to open up, but I'm just terrified. Like, I don't know if y'all, like, who has a fear of heights? If you have a fear of heights, just let me know so I know I'm not alone. If I'm alone, it's cool. But that's one of my fears. And it's because I don't feel like I'm in control of my, I don't really care about like everybody else's situation. It's like, I don't personally feel like I have control of my situation. Another example is when I was a kid, I think I was about 9 years old. We were in Indianapolis, and I remember us being in an elevator, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if something happened in the building or whatnot, but I still talk about it with my sister. I distinctly remember the elevator getting stuck. And then what happens is with elevators, there's like layers of doors, right? So you have like the outside door and then you have the inside door. So what happened was the inside door opens and like me and my young self panicking mode. Remember, I don't like being out of control of my current situation. I remember the inside doors opening, but the outside door staying shut, which means that all we saw was all this wiring and whatever else. So I panicked. Like, I freaked out. Like, I think I had a little panic attack in there. And obviously, we had to call, you know, the maintenance. And it took a while. Like, I can't remember what was wrong. I think I was just too stressed to even try to figure it out. But the honest truth is, I was terrified out of my mind. Because in my head, it's safer for me to go downstairs where I can control where I'm at where I can control how fast I'm going down, where I can see a door that I can walk through, where I can stop if I want to stop, where I can speed up if I want to speed up. Like, I simply like to be in control of my current situation. Now, why am I telling you all this? Why am I telling you that I'm terrified of heights? And now, I'm gonna have to jump out of that plane regardless. Like, that's, I promised her, she's my wife, I love her. And so, I gotta make sure I do it. I'm just trying to, I'll be terrified, to be honest, but it doesn't matter. I'll have to do it anyway. But the honest truth is, like, why am I telling you about my fear of heights? Why am I telling you about my fear of not being in control? Like, honestly, I had a fear of elevators for a long time, like, well into my college years, because of that one experience. Like, to this day, like, I still kind of, like, I'm fine now, but there's times I'll even kind of hold my breath if it's a really, really long elevator ride or if I'm by myself. And the honest truth is, like, I like to feel in control. And as a pre-PT, whether you're applying right now, whether you're applying next cycle, whether you're applying in 2021, we haven't really been taught how to take control of our application. I actually just had, like, had a few conversations this weekend so far. And each of those students, I asked them, like, where, like, if you were to apply right now, or as you're applying right now, how confident are you on a scale of 0 to 10 that you're getting in, that you're locked into PT school, that this is it? Like, when you're confident about something, you're just like, it's a done deal. And most of them said anywhere between 2 and 4, which means that they did not necessarily, they didn't really feel like they had much control about the, like, they didn't feel like they really had control of the outcome, the situation they were in as an applicant. They didn't feel like they had control over, like, what the schools were gonna think. They didn't think they had control over whether they were gonna get rejected or not. They didn't think they had control over whether they were gonna stand out or they were gonna be lumped up in the crowd, which makes sense because all we've been taught to do, as y'all have probably heard me and Casey say, is we've been all told to do the same stuff. Go retake this, go do that. And so ultimately, we haven't been taught how to take control back. We haven't been taught as pre-PTs to actually know that there's a way to actually have control of our current situation as pre-PT. There's a way to actually apply and know that you can actually get in that cycle without having to guess and do this over and over. But the honest truth is, do you understand the law of control? Are you applying right now? Like, but ask yourself this, like, am I applying right now? Am I going through PTCast right now and still feel like I don't know what's going to happen? Am I applying right now and I'm like, shoot, I'm trying to figure out what PTCast is. I'm trying to figure PTCast itself out. Like, and it's happening because we get questions all the time. Hey, what about this? Hey, what about that? And it's the norm. But the honest truth is, like, shoot, I can't even figure out PTCast, let alone my whole application process. So, like, do I really have that much control? And the answer is you do. You have the potential to have that control, but you haven't been taught that. You have been shown, like, you have not been shown how to do that. And that's also why when we talk to our academic advisors, for y'all that have low GPAs, that's why you've been told to find a different career path. That's why you've been told by family members or friends or people that are close to you, you know what? Things aren't looking so well because you got rejected last cycle or the last two cycles. Pick something else. You've been taught, hey, you really don't have that much control of this thing, so give it a shot. And if it doesn't work out, then that just means that it's not for you. And I don't think any one of y'all really want to feel that way. I don't think any one of y'all that are applying this cycle are in the mood of, let's see if it's for me or not. Let's see if this profession that I love with all my heart, that I'm so excited to join, let's see if it's for me or not. If it doesn't work out, if I try two schools and they don't get me in, well, and the honest truth is, because of how we've had those conversations with advisors, because of how we've had those conversations with family members who really have never gone through this process, so they don't know what to do. Like, the honest truth is, we start to feel like we have less and less control. Now, if there's at any point in this journey, if you have felt like you just did not know, you were like, man, I don't really feel like I have full control of this thing, I want y'all to see that you're not alone. Like, if at any point, right, maybe right now you feel a little more confident, maybe right now you don't, but at any point of this journey, you felt, yo, like, I don't really feel like I have that much control of my outcome as an applicant. I don't really feel like I have that much control of my journey as a pre-PT. Like, I don't really feel like I have that much control of my acceptance as a student. If at any point in your journey so far, even this year, you felt that, I felt that multiple times as an applicant. Casey felt that multiple times. I can show y'all countless other pre-PTs that are going through what you're feeling. The law of control. The one thing that I want y'all to understand is this tonight, is that you have the ability to take full control of your application. You have it. The question is whether you're willing to do what needs to be done to take that. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you can apply to PT school and know, yep, this is it. This is the year. It's done. It's a very different feeling when you're applying and you're like, dang, I hope this is it. I hope this is the year. I hope after taking the GRE five times and then applying to like 10 schools, spending like $700 on this and flying to, you know, observe at this school or you know, visit faculty members or this, I hope I get in. Like, so seek to find what you can control. And honestly, seek control. I want y'all to look for that tonight. Like, as a pre-PT, that's why I kept it simple tonight. Seek control. I don't want y'all to feel the way I felt when I was in that elevator. I don't want y'all to feel the way I feel when I think about jumping out of a plane. I want y'all to feel in absolute control. There are things you cannot control, but you always want to control the controllables. If right now you're in the position where you're like, shoot, like, I feel like everything's falling apart. I feel like everyone's ahead of me. I feel, okay, cool. Like, what can you control? Always seek to find what you can control. And the thing is that Casey and I want to do is we want to give y'all as much control of that outcome as possible. We want to give y'all the ability to feel that. Like, yo, when I apply, this is it. So we're going to keep serving y'all and pouring into you as much as we can. But the honest truth is, like, do you want that control? If you want it, then it's a no-brainer. If you don't, then okay, cool. Keep doing what you're doing. But the honest truth is, like, we want to give y'all that control. And that's why if you're like, man, okay, like, I hear you, Joseph. Like, I'm not where, like, on a scale of 0 to 10, like, I don't have that 10 out of 10 confidence that this is my year. I have some days where I feel good because I'm just motivated and excited. I have some days where I'm kind of terrified, but I really don't have that confidence that I have everything laid out in a way that will actually get me into PTs. And I want that. I'm at a 2. I'm at a 3. Maybe I'm at a 5. But I want that 10 out of 10. I want to feel like I'm in control of my journey as a pre-PT. If that's you and you're like, yo, I'm ready to level up. I want to figure out what I have to do. Then honestly, what I want to do is I want to give you like a 3-part training that Casey and I did. It's a pre-PT acceptance blueprint, a 3-part training that where we show you how to gain that control. We show you how to reclaim that control, because that's the one thing that as a pre-PT has been taken away from you. The control, the control of feeling like, yo, I know exactly what's going to be on the other side. I know what the school is going to say. I know what's going to happen to me financially. I know how I'll afford that school that I want to apply to, but I really don't know how. Like, all those different things that we get overwhelmed by, all those things that generate all of this pre-PT anxiety, all the things that all the pre-PT that have gone before you and after you, the ones that have quit, all the things that wore them down, that was a lack of control. And if you want it, I'll just message it to you. Like, I'll message you the link. You can start watching it. If you're stuck on anything, let me know. And then myself or Casey would love to get on the phone with you and just help you regain that control. That's it. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve you. So if you're like, yo, I want that control ASAP, it's not a great place to be where you feel out of control. It's not a great place to be where you feel like you don't have like what you need. It's not a great place to be. Like, wouldn't it be nice if you could literally like apply this cycle, go through PTCast and be like, yo, this is the only time I'm doing this thing. Wouldn't it be nice if you walk into your GRE and you're like, yo, this is the only time I'm doing this thing. When you finally like hit like submit on PTCast, you're like, yo, this is the only time I'm applying to schools. Wouldn't it be nice if you could walk in to your interview and be like, yo, this is it. You walk out of your interview and you're like, yo, this is it. The honest truth is you've been led to believe that you can't control that. Because like, oh, there's so many students applying. We'll see what happens. Maybe you just go retake this class. Maybe you do this. Isn't that what we're all told? And if you're all told the same thing, how the heck are you going to stand out? Like, how is that giving you control? If anything, that's just throwing you off. I can't tell y'all how many students have told me, Joseph, I applied last cycle and the two schools or one school or three schools that I got rejected from, like one of them actually sat down with me and told me what I could change. And they said, I should retake this class and this class. I went forward and reapplied to that school this year, having retaken those classes, having A's in both those classes, and still got rejected. What am I supposed to do about that? You don't have control as a pre-PT. And the honest truth is, unless it's given to you, you'll never even believe you have a chance of getting it. And it actually, like, honest, okay, so it's like me. Like, right now, I feel like I have absolute control of my career. What I can do, what I can't do, all that stuff, whatever. And because of that, my confidence actually shows. Like, y'all can see me, like, emitting it in how I communicate. And that emits from you. If you don't feel like you have control of your journey as a pre-PT, your anxiety and nervousness is actually going to be emitted. Your hesitancy is going to be emitted. Your inability to act now is going to be emitted. Your inability to, like, you're going to look at PTCast and be like, dang, it opened on the 3rd. Okay, like, and some of y'all, like, in September, y'all still going to be looking at PTCast like, I don't know what I should do about this. Like, you're wasting time because of the hesitancy. And it's not your fault. It's just the fact that you've not been given control. Those who have control have the power to take action. Those who have control have the ability to determine their outcomes. Those who have control have the ability to navigate this whole system without going through all the same, like, repeated problems that everyone else does. Like, y'all ever notice that, like, when Casey and I are talking, we're usually saying stuff that you're like, oh, yeah, that's what I've been thinking about. That's what I've been going through. That's what's been stressing me out. The honest truth is, the only reason why we know that is because we've dealt with so many pre-BTs. And we've been pre-BTs ourselves. And the fact that we know it so well, it just means that a lot of people are going through the same thing. A lot of people feel out of control as pre-BTs. So if that's what you want, and I'm going to give you our three-part series, our three-part pre-PT acceptance blueprint series. We filmed it just for you. You'll get access to it right now. Like, it's free. Look through it. And then once you finish it, like, if you can finish it in a day, even better. Like, I want y'all to just message myself privately or go to contact PrePT Grind and message it. Just find Casey and I somehow and say, yo, I want to talk. I've watched all three trainings and I'm ready to retake control. I want control of my application. I want control of my acceptance. I want to get in. I'm done playing games. If that's you, go through the blueprint, crush through it. And then after that, I would love to speak on the phone with you. So if y'all can get it faster, even better, and get you on your journey to reclaiming control so that this is it. If that's you once again, let's freaking crush it. If you have the ability to have control as a pre-PT. Not having control is one of the scariest things that you can ever experience. And that's probably why most of my fears are attached to my inability to feel in control of my situation. Simple as that. Do you want control? If you do, let's freaking get it. Y'all have a blessed one. Many blessings. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.